What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Detective Robbie McCain was just fired 2 days after a judge signed a 19-page order calling his handling of evidence in the Aaron Spencer case intentional and describing a pattern of policy and procedure violations that gives the, quote, appearance of a cover-up. The Lonoke County Sheriff's Office terminated him for policy violations. No further explanation. McCain isn't the only one heading for the exits. The prosecutor who pushed this case to its final breath is conveniently retiring this year. The county clerk resigned months ago, citing repeated persecution. The people connected to the system are scattering, and the document they're running from tells you exactly why. We're going to go through the order. All 19 pages of it, and I've summarized it a bit, but I want to walk you through what Judge Ralph Wilson Jr. actually wrote. Not the headlines, not the summaries, not the social media version, but the actual findings. Because what's in this document is worse than what most people think in the Aaron Spencer case. And it's more specific than most people realize, too. This isn't a judge giving a vague opinion about sloppy police work. This is a constitutional ruling grounded in the 5th and 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution in Article 2, Section 8 of the Arkansas Constitution, with specific documented findings of fact designed to survive an appeal. Wilson didn't write this to close a case. He wrote it to create a record. And that record is rather devastating. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we work our way through this. The links are in the description. One thing you guys need to understand, and appreciate, is how extraordinary this is that we're even here, that the judge made this ruling, that the judge threw this case out. Wilson's decision rests heavily on a case called State v. Clarks, a 2024 Arkansas Supreme Court decision. In Clarks, a trial court dismissed felony charges because law enforcement failed to preserve body camera evidence. The Arkansas Supreme Court reversed that dismissal. They said losing the evidence was bad, but dismissal was too extreme a remedy. It's a legal ceiling Wilson was working under. The state's highest court had already said that losing evidence by itself wasn't enough to throw out a case. Wilson found that what happened in the Spencer case cleared that bar. What Lonoke County did was worse than what the Supreme Court already said wasn't bad enough. That's how far beyond the line this went. So here's what the judge found. And I'm going to be specific because the specifics are what make this impossible to explain away. The dash cam in Michael Fossler's truck was mounted on the front windshield, just to the right of the rear view mirror. It had dual cameras, a forward-facing lens and an interior lens capable of recording events in front of the truck and inside the cab, potentially behind the vehicle, too. This wasn't some incidental item at the scene that nobody knew. What does this do, Bill? This was the only objective recording device that could have captured the final encounter between Aaron Spencer and Michael Fossler. It was the key. What the prosecution called murder and the defense called a father protecting his daughter, the dash cam could have settled it. Detective Robbie McCann was the first investigator on the scene. According to the court's findings, he removed that dash cam from the windshield without photographing its position, without recording it in the crime scene sketch, without documenting its existence in the incident report. The Lono County Sheriff's Office has a policy for this, policy 16-1, procedure 1, collection of evidence. The judge quoted it directly: after locating an item considered pertinent to the case under the investigation, it should not be disturbed until it has been photographed, measurements taken, its position recorded on the crime scene sketch, and entered into the officer's notebook. McCain violated every part of that procedure. Then he found the micro SD card inside the camera. He removed it, placed it into an adapter for a regular size SD card, inserted it into a card reader, and opened it on his personal computer in his office. He said he viewed 4 video files, 3 running longer than 15 minutes each, and a 4th that was shorter. He said the footage showed a forward-facing view from Fossler's truck, recorded after the incident, with blue lights in the background and nothing of evidentiary value. The court didn't accept that on its face value. Expert witness Brandon Purchase converted McCain's account of what was on the card. And he said, that's not how that works. These cards, this camera, none of what you said even makes sense. It doesn't record things that way. It doesn't record things of that length. And the judge noted in the order that there is a reasonable possibility that he didn't see what he said he saw, because what he's talking about that he found on that file would be a physical impossibility for the camera to create a file like what he said. The judge found it reasonably possible that the detective who viewed the only objectable evidence in a murder case did not see what he testified he saw, and no copy was ever made. No screenshot, no documentation of the file names, sizes, or timestamps. Absolutely nothing. And here's where it gets harder to call it a mistake. The court heard testimony from another lieutenant, Lieutenant Portell, the head of LCSO's Criminal Investigation Unit, McCain's own commanding officer, and from expert witness Jason Stachey, a retired Hot Springs police chief, both confirmed that LCSO standard practice is not to manipulate electronic devices or check for SD cards before sending them to the Attorney General's Digital Forensic Unit. The stated reason, in their own words, doing so risks wiping data and everything else. Stachey further testified that McCain was not trained to remove SD cards because of exactly that risk. LCSO officers don't check whether devices contain expanded memory. They don't open files on their own computers. They send everything to the AG's office untouched. That's the protocol. That's what they do with every phone, every computer, every tablet, every piece of digital evidence they seize, except this one for some reason. This was the only dash cam LCSO has ever seized during an investigation. McCain said so himself. And on one occasion, they had one in a case involving a man facing 43 criminal counts related to an alleged offense against a 13-year-old girl in a case where the detective's own department had an institutional stake in the outcome because the defendant was running against the sheriff. On that one occasion, the detective pulled the card, viewed it on his personal machine, and then put it back, apparently. Except he didn't. What he did after viewing it is just as damning. According to the order, McCain placed the SD card back inside the camera, put the camera in an untaped manila envelope, and stored it in his personal office cabinet. Not the evidence room. His office. Expert witness Brendan Purchase noted the SD card snapped securely inside the camera when properly seated. The envelope wasn't sealed. The camera wasn't logged. None of it. The removal, the viewing, the storage was documented in any database, any log, any report anywhere. Not done. The dash cam was collected on October 8th of 24. It was not entered into evidence in the system until October 16th. Of 2025, more than a full year later. In between, it went from McCain's untaped envelope in his office cabinet to Sergeant Carla Lucas, who took it to the AG's Digital Forensic Unit on November 14th, 24, unlogged the entire time. When Attorney General Spencer, Special Agent Amber Calmer opened the package, the SD card was, surprise, not inside. It was gone. And in separate searches, investigators found 12 additional SD memory cards across Fossler's house and truck, six at the house, six in the truck. None of them was the card from the dash cam. There was no mention of the dash cam's existence in any discovery document or law enforcement filing until the camera was returned from the AG's office 11 months later. The defense didn't even know it existed. The prosecution disclosed it in an email on July 3rd of 25. And that same email chain confirmed the SD card was missing, lost, or destroyed. There was also a discrepancy between the LCSO evidence form and the AG's intake form about the camera. And that was actually transferred. One says October 14th, 24. The other says November 14th, 24. The state called it a clerical error. The judge noted it without resolving it. Lieutenant Portal testified that McCain's actions violated department policy in four specific ways. Failure to document removing the camera from the truck. Failure to document pulling the SD card. Failure to document what he allegedly saw on it. And failure to document its loss. Four violations, all by the same detective, all involving the same piece of evidence, all going in the same direction. The judge's conclusion on all of that was unambiguous. He wrote that the cumulative deviations from LCSO policy and procedures, combined with the intentional actions of law enforcement and not preserving the critical SD memory card, establish a pattern of policy and procedure violations that gives the appearance of a cover-up. He found that the defense had proven bad faith. He found that the evidence had potentially exculpatory value, and the prosecution agreed with that. In its own response, the state acknowledged that the dash cam and SD card possessed potential exculpatory value and would have been potentially useful for both defendant and the state. The prosecution conceded the evidence mattered, and Wilson found the investigators deliberately failed to preserve it. The judge also addressed why no alternative existed. Spencer has a Fifth Amendment right not to testify. His own account of what happened can't be compelled. His daughter's testimony, while relevant, would be colored by the stress and trauma of that night. The dash cam footage would have been the only objective evidence of the encounter, not shaped by human perception, not subject to bias, not filtered through memory. Video evidence, Wilson wrote, is objective, not altered by human perception or bias or self-interest. It was irreplaceable, and it's gone. So Wilson granted the dismissal. He acknowledged it was an extraordinary and extreme remedy. He wrote that the Clark's opinion itself recognized there may be occasions in law enforcement conduct is so egregious that dismissal is warranted. He found that this was one of those occasions, and he dismissed the case. That's what the judge actually said. That's what's in the document, not a summary, not a paraphrase, the specific line-by-line findings of a sitting judge who spent 19 pages building a constitutional record that says the people investigating this case didn't just fail, they appear to have intentionally corrupted the evidence. Now look at what's happening around that document. McCain, the detective at the center of every finding in that order, was terminated by the Lone Oak County Sheriff's Office, fired for policy violations. 2 days after the order was signed, the sheriff's office hasn't confirmed whether the termination is connected to the dismissal, which is itself a remarkable thing to leave unconfirmed when a judge just documented those violations in a signed constitutional ruling. Chuck Graham, the Lone Oak County prosecuting attorney who pushed this case all the way to his final filing, opposing dismissal the day before Wilson granted it, is retiring this year. His office confirmed that he didn't return messages from reporters after the dismissal. He hasn't publicly explained why he kept fighting for a murder conviction while the evidence problems were being documented in motion after motion. Yeah, why are you protecting a dead predator, I guess, is the question. That seems odd to a lot of us. Dawn Porterfield, the county clerk, she resigned back in February, days before the primary election that Spencer won. Her resignation letter cited personal and family health reasons and repeated persecution of myself and others who work for me. She said people in her own office repeatedly ignored my instructions. Her departure came before the dismissal, and her stated reasons may be entirely separate from the Spencer case. But she's another official who left a system that was fracturing under the weight of national scrutiny. Here's my read on this. Firing Robbie McCain isn't accountability. It's containment. It makes him the designated fall guy for a problem that the judge's order describes as systematic. The order doesn't say one detective had a bad day. It says there was a pattern. Patterns don't involve always just one person. And the system's response so far is to fire the detective, let the prosecutor retire quietly, and treat the judicial finding of the appearance of a cover-up like a personal matter. It's not a reckoning. That's a controlled demolition. Taking down the visible structure so nobody looks at the foundation underneath. Because the question the order raises, don't stop at Robbie McCain. Was he acting alone? Who directed the investigation strategy? Who made the decision to keep pushing a murder charge against a father who protected his daughter after the evidence handling had been flagged repeatedly in court filings? Why did Fossler's pretrial supervision fail so completely that a man facing 43 counts involving a child allegedly had contact with that child again while on bond with a no contact order in place and nobody in the system caught it? In fact, they encouraged it. They're the ones who set it up. The judge found that Fossler never even appeared before a district court judge for a Rule 8-1 hearing. The pretrial order was unified. The system that was supposed to supervise his release barely functioned. Why? Why did it barely function? Is it incompetent? Is it inept? Or is it covering for other predators? Are there others in the circle here of Fossler that don't necessarily want anybody pulling on those strings? What might we find if we pull here or there or here? And if we just lock this guy up, that'll go. Oh, wait. Oh, now he's going to be the sheriff. Oh, no, he can pull the strings. Oh, wait. Now the floodgates are open. Now everybody's bad behavior. Everybody thought that they could hide behind and not have exposed. Well, guess what's coming to get some sunshine? All of you fuckers. Those aren't questions. A termination letter answers. Those aren't questions a quiet retirement resolves. Those are federal questions. And what Judge Wilson produced isn't just an order, it's a roadmap for anyone with the authority to ask them. Every policy violation is documented, every date is cited, every failure to preserve, log, and document evidence is laid out with the constitutional specificity that a federal investigation would require. A sitting judge just wrote a 19-page brief, cited and placed it in the public record. It contains findings of intentional law enforcement conduct, a pattern of procedural violations, the appearance of a cover-up, and constitutional violations under both state and federal law, all in a case involving a man who faced 43 counts related to an alleged offense against a child. The system's response has been a termination and a retirement. That's not accountability. That's a system managing its exposure. And until someone with federal authority picks up the document Wilson left for them on a silver platter, the people who let this happen beyond Robbie McCain aren't answering to anyone. So let's make sure they do. Let's make sure people are aware. Let's make sure the feds know, hey, a little tension over here. You can do that yourself. You can do that yourself by sharing the story, tweeting it to, federal authorities, Cash Patel, the FBI. Let them know you'd like a bit of an investigation into these motherfuckers. They care about protecting children. That's about the only route to go. Because if you think these people are about protecting them, well, just look at their track record and the appearance of the cover-up, according to the judge. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is Danielle Robey from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robey from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing. Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real-life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like live dealer blackjack and craps.
They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to spinquest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. Nothing compares to the anticipation of something new. A new start, a new year, a new home, or a new car. When it's time to get a new car, where do you start? Car shopping can honestly be a little overwhelming, but it should be fun. Buying your next car should be exciting, and it can be, if you remember one thing, Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you figure out what vehicle is right for you. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. The site is so easy to use. Looking for an electric vehicle with a third row and leather seats for easy cleanup? Cars.com has you covered. A variety of tools and badges are used to help shoppers understand the price of a vehicle and find the best deal. And every review is written by a real person, reflecting a real life experience. So don't take any chances. Do car shopping the easy way. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.